Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, ready again to talk TV, movies, and, of course, as always, have some fun along the way. Today, TV taking center stage, another possible big breakup in Hollywood, and Adam Sandler on replay. Before that, let me introduce my co-host here, as always. We got the big man, the technical producer himself, Mr. Mike Rowe.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Feeling good, man? And of course, as always, we got coming live from, well, normally Houston. I forget where he's at now, somewhere.
Chewy himself.
Aren't you in, like, Dallas?
Dallas. Claiborne, yeah. Texas.
That is home. Dak Prescott and the boys.
Ooh. Exactly.
The Cowboys.
Speaking of which, we got football season in full swing. This is like one of the few times I'll probably ever say this year. The Redskins and Dolphins each came out victors this year.
Sweet.
We're undefeated. At the same time, you know, it's like
there's that Dolphin game. By the way, was one of the longest games I've ever seen in my life.
An eight-hour game.
Yeah.
It took like what, 7.5 hours, 3 rain delays. I don't know whatever it was.
And we still got Tannehill on one play. You saw that little short.
Yeah, I mean, I saw. I didn't see the game because it's too long. I saw a few highlights here and there, but yeah, it was kind of a bit of a mess. But hey, man, you guys won, dude. You should be happy. You should be excited, dude.
Oh, it was the Titans, first of all, so take a deep breath.
I mean, hey, would you rather lose to the Titans?
No, I'd rather beat the Titans, but that's not my point. My point is that it's not...
Someone give Debbie Downer a Twinkie. Hey, Jesus Christ.
I did forget to mention that it is, you know, he is the CFO of the Haters Corner, of course. He sponsors
for real,
the show,
man.
That being said,
they
go ahead,
won
Mike,
the freaking game, and it's like making it sound like they went 0-16.
Better stop, or I'm going to start doing a episode by episode.
For Christ's sakes, man.
An episode by episode synopsis of Ministerio del Tiempo.
It's hilarious. But yeah, like I said, football's going on, so we're excited. I think yes. Dolphins hosted Jets. Jets hosted Dolphins. And
Jets hosted Dolphins.
Fantasy football is going on.
For some
I'm
crazy
excited.
Reason, the Dolphins are favored by 1 point, which I can't figure out.
It's the Jets, dude. Let's...
Dude, I mean, the Jets look better. The Jets beat the living crap out of the Lions on Monday night. Sorry to my cousin Mark, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, Mark, where you are. Yeah. But
I'm from Michigan. I mean, you know that, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right. You know, Detroit. But anyway, let's, you know, we'll hopefully can say we're 2-0 next week. Whatever. That's the dream anyway. And then Mike, you can hit on it next week. How's that?
Look, dude, I'm just happy that we have football right now.
I know, dude. I'm with you. It's the best time of the year. We got football, tons of TV. We got the movie, summer, Christmas movie season coming up strong, a lot of the fall stuff hitting, all the Oscar stuff. So it was the best time of the year for everything, encompassing everything with sports and TV and movie wise and all that. A couple of things before we start here. If you guys saw this, I saw this, that's kind of funny. Well, the Meg has outgrossed Han Solo. I just have to say it.
Wow.
What kind of a world do we live in?
Is that global or just United States?
No, I think global.
That's got to be global, yeah.
It's global. I mean, in States, it might be close. I mean, don't sell it short. You know, giant shark, you know, supersedes Chewy any day, apparently. What can I tell you? And another funny story I literally just read it before it popped down. I saw a story where the Taco Bell is rated the best Mexican restaurant in America.
What the hell?
What?
I was like, I had to click on that, apparently. It was a story.
By who?
Well, they took some survey. I didn't get too deep in. I didn't have time, but it was like, I guess it took a survey of 77,000 people.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Unbelievable.
I think Taco Bell was, you know, even considered a Mexican restaurant to begin with. But hey, dude, this is why they survived into Demolition Man, dude.
That's right, man.
This is why the restaurant
fast food wars.
Yeah. So,
what's that taco place down there in Texas, man?
Which one?
No, the good, it's a chain. It's a chain.
Taco Bell is the only one I know of.
Taco Bell.
Everything else is
Chipotle? Moe's?
No, not Chipotle and Moe's. Don't count.
I don't know, dude.
That's all not Mexican food, dude.
I know it's not Mexican food. I'm just saying. I know there's a place right below Texas called Mexico. You can risk it. Yeah.
Damn it.
It's really good.
Is there something authentic. That line in the office, is there something a little less pejorative than the word Mexican?
Oh, that's right. What was it? Oh, Oscar, that's his name. That's right.
Oscar. Can I call you something besides Mexican? It just feels so
yes,
terrible. I apologize to all my peeps out there.
We love all you Mexicans.
I love The Office.
But anyway, we're doing something a little bit different today. But we're going to make Chewy happy. And nice. for the first time on this show,
we're going to talk about
TV. We're leading
one,
off with
one
TV.
Tree
talk.
Hill.
You know, we're not on. Once upon a time. Yeah. So we're going to do some TV today. We're going to start with TV because nice. I think that's the biggest thing this last couple of weeks. Lots of shows have dropped. Like, obviously, I haven't seen them all, finished watching them all, but
bunch.
I figure. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few. We're going to get into it now. But I do want to start again. This is the Make Chewy Happy Day today. So all now right. We're talking TV, too. We're going to talk about his most anticipated show of the year. Of course, we'll start with Iron Fist 2.
It's all right. On Netflix.
I haven't looked at that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Daredevil 3, but whatever.
I don't know, man. I didn't see you at the Daredevil panel. I saw you at the Iron Fist panel.
There was no Daredevil panel, so...
What can I tell you? You were there, weren't you? So
I went to what was available, and that was available.
And you chose to be there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
There you go. Probably. Exactly. So,
and a couple thousand other friends.
So, have you guys started that before we even get into it? Or
I just started. I already saw the first episode because I was trying to finish up Jack Ryan and Ozark before I dived into another series.
Mine,
so
I'm
going to see episode one.
Mike, have you seen it or no?
Have I seen Iron Fist 2? No. I have seen Jack Ryan and Ozark.
Yeah, we'll definitely. We'll obviously talk about those. But well, Iron Fist, I'll say this. I'm like halfway through.
Oh, wow. You really got into it.
Well, because I guess the only show I watch is Anna, so she doesn't watch any other show. There's not enough time for her. But she likes all the Marvel stuff. So, you know, fine. We'll watch that together. I will say it's you know, that's to say, I don't want to say we had a direct influence on Netflix and Marvel's decision here. But they clearly have heard us on the show and have finally lowered the episode count to 10. First
yeah,
and
that's
foremost.
True.
That's great.
That's a correct. Huge positive. I mean, we'll see how it ends up, but at least it's a shortened season. So if it's garbage, there's less for us to watch and put up with. So that's good. But so far, it's not bad. It's fine. It's fine. It's better. It's better than the first season. Whatever that's worth.
Is it better than Jessica Jones season 2?
I'll have to finish the whole thing before I make that determination. So far, I would say it's maybe on par with that.
Okay.
I mean, Jessica Jones
season 2 was...
No, I didn't mind season 2.
No. After the first season, that was really great. I think David Tennant really saved season 2, but it's underwhelming.
I like this.
I don't know. On retrospect, it's just, to me, it wasn't that great.
It was fine. Like I said, it was.
Better than the Punisher season 1. Daredevil season 1 or 2.
But no one's comparing it to those. But it's fine. And I think, I don't know if this is even. We'll see how good this ends up being. It's okay. It's better. It's got Danny Rand, like the actor. He just doesn't fit. It's just still not working for me. Everybody else is great around him, but it's just him and he's the main guy. So that's always, I'm always having an issue with that.
His business partners in this again?
They are, but they're much better.
Okay.
Oh, you mean Meacham?
Joy Meacham?
Yeah. They're okay. Better.
They were in episode 1, so I know that much.
Yeah, they got more to chew on. I mean, it's not great, but they're much better. Colleen, his girlfriend, she's really good. And Misty's back, of course. The building, so far, is pretty good. So, I mean, it's fine. It's definitely, it's okay. We'll get more into it as you guys watch it. But, you know, just it's... At least, you know, for what it's worth, Mike, it's an improved over the first season so far. You know, great. You couldn't get any worse, so whatever. But let's jump back.
The fighting's better, right?
Oh, no, by far. Yeah, it's...
I'm going to watch it. Make no mistake
about it. I saw a little bit from the first episode. I thought it was way...
It's way better. There's two that stand out. One with Colleen and Misty fighting. I won't say who, but... One fight scene, it's shot really well, very well choreographed. And the villain, I think he actually knows how to fight. and you can tell when it hit, and his fight.
Which Billy? Are you talking about Davos? Or are you talking about Typhoid Mary? Okay, Davos. Okay,
Davos. Yeah. He can tell he's more of a fighter, and he can.
They had that in the first episode. They had a little mini scuffle there.
Exactly, and he knows, it looks better with that. They can film him in a certain way, and it looks a lot better. So that's greatly improved. So that's the stuff they want. They need them to work on. They did, so that's great. And you'll see as you go along. And we'll dive in. You know, once you guys see more episodes and all, I'll probably finish it. Not this week because probably in 2 weeks anyway. So whatever, you guys can catch up. There's a few more. But let's start with Orzog. Because Orzog, for me, I haven't finished it yet. Full disclosure, I'm like in episode 8.
Okay.
Sure, you finished it.
I most certainly did.
Mike?
5.
Okay, so we're not going to get into any spoilers.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just talk. We could talk Jack Ryan. We could talk whatever else you
want. But what do you think about Ozark so far? Well, I haven't even finished Jack Ryan, so I can't get spoilery anyway. But Ozark, what do you guys think of that?
Guys are making me too happy, man.
we've been watching it, dude. We've been watching it. Dude, it's too many shows. It's a big buffet line. I got to try everything on the table.
It's too many shows going right now.
I got to go for some of the shrimp. I got to go for some of the steak. The potatoes are grind. I can't just focus on one thing, dude. There's a lot of stuff.
How come this always ends up being food?
The only guy I know who goes to a buffet for potatoes on gratin, dude. Really?
Delicious, dude. the scallops, if you want. Beef Wellington. Is that better?
I love me some beef Wellington.
Risotto.
Ozark, non-spoiler conversation. Such a great show. I mean,
I'm loving season 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I love season 1. Season 2 is just as good.
Yeah, I think season 2 is probably even better, I would say.
Because they let some of the freaking characters out of their, you know, off the leash.
Yeah, I think the kids are more involved. I like them better this time around.
The first season, the kids were just okay.
Exactly. I think now they got more to do on this episode. Because obviously now they're involved. Right. But they know everything, what's going on. They're more involved in what's happening. So they have a much bigger role to play, and they're great. The old guy, what's the guy's name? Buddy, what they call?
Right. Yeah, Buddy.
He's great. He's fantastic.
I love the name Buddy, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. The Snells are great. I mean, that's a show that's a must watch. That might be one of the best shows on Netflix, period.
I just like the expanding universe that they have where different people you get to know. It's a fun show. It's just a fun show.
It really is. It's
Kansas City Mob.
Right.
Kansas City Mob,
A Mexican cartel. Right. I mean, they're bringing everything into play.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Breaking Bad or Saul, you know, it's just like, there's so many characters you just love, and when you see them, you know, it brings you joy. There's no other way to put it.
No, it does. I mean, it was hard for me not to watch the whole thing. I was trying to balance all the other shows, trying to get a little taste of everything. Cause I wanted to save this one. Cause the show is so good. I'm like, man, I didn't want to run through it and rush through it. But
I'm trying to like an episode a night.
That's what I do. One episode a day.
Yeah, I've been doing like a couple of days.
No, you're binging, dude, aren't you?
Chewy's been.
No, I don't binge. I do one a day.
That's not bad.
I do like on the weekends. I watch.
Did you do that with Jack Ryan too, dude? Because I watched one a day through.
It's only eight episodes.
Let's go to Jack Ryan since I haven't finished it. I'm episode 8, so I'm almost done. You guys have both finished it?
Yeah.
I have finished it, yes.
Start with Mike. What you finished it. What did you think overall?
I thought it was good, not great. I thought there was a lot of things about it that I really liked that I want to see more of. I like Jim from The Office on there. I think he's done a great job. There's some characters I don't like. I loved the battle scenes. I thought were great, and it just sucks when they were doing some of the other stuff that bothered me. Just a lot of nothing going on a couple episodes.
What do you think?
I mean, it's a straight up action show, honestly. Yeah. So there isn't a whole lot of mystery or twists and turns behind it, so you kind of know where it's going, but that's fine. I mean, if you like the Jack Ryan books or the Jack Ryan movies, you will enjoy this show. I like this version of Jack Ryan. I like the villain, Salamine. Great acting, great character.
Yeah, he was good. I didn't like all the kids in it. I don't know.
Well, whatever. Like I said, I mean, you can take away the kid, but that has nothing to do with him.
And the back and forth. I don't know. It was good, though. It was good. Yeah. I mean, so far, great. It wasn't when I finished watching
the guy who plays Admiral Greer from The Wire. I loved him.
Yeah,
he was great.
Yeah, he's always good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Obviously, I haven't finished it. And I mean,
it's a good popcorn political thriller.
Right.
It's in the vein of 24, if you want to compare it to anything.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Except maybe not a lot as action-packed as 24.
But I mean, in the vein of it, but it's kind of similar style. Yes. And then, obviously, this is the kind of similar kind of action. You see, it's typical, but it's really well done.
But it does in a way, it keeps you engaged. It keeps you... At least for me, I mean, I was like, I really wanted to see. When I got to the action, I wanted to see what was going to happen. Even though if I knew what was going to happen, I was still engaged and wanted to keep watching.
No, I like and what I that's funny.
Was that you, Chewy?
That was Chewy. What I did like about it was that Jack, the character himself, he's not like I compared it to 24, but this guy, he's not Jack Bauer in the sense that he's not. I figure going into it, Jack Ryan, he's like this badass spy, whatever the case, and he's not. He's an analyst who has some obviously military experience, and he's kind of thrown into this situation. He's kind of, maneuvering his way through, but which I like about it. So he's not your typical,
But he was a Marine, so it was he didn't have any training at all.
Yeah, he's not a total schmuck, but I'm saying, but he's not a soldier. He's not a spy. He's just again, he's an analyst. He's very conservative.
Well, he's a soldier, you're right. But it was a good. First episode I thought was really great, and I loved the Paris episode. I think that was 2 or 3. I think that was the best episode of the whole series. But it was great. It was a good show.
It's a good show. It's definitely worth watching. It's a good action. It's definitely to watch on Amazon. The thing is, it's hard because I was balancing watching one of Ozark. Or two roles, or two Jack Ryan back and forth for the first weekend. I'm like, and you really see, it's nothing against Jack Ryan, but you really see the difference in quality between Ozark and Jack
Ryan. Well, the writing in Ozark is just
amazing. You're right. And I'm like, I'm watching Jack Ryan, I was like, that's just not Ozark. And that's not a negative about Jack Ryan. It's just not Ozark, but it's still a good show. It's still worth watching. I wish I would have seen each of them separately. Because they're completely different shows. One's like obviously more action-based. This is obviously more of a drama as far as Ozark is, and it's again it's the writing, Mike. You're right, it's spot on. Jack Ryan's more again, it's really relying on Krasinski.
Bad, but it's just it's not. Fine. It's not up to that standard.
No, it's not. It's a good show, but Krasinski, he's on a roll, man. Obviously, with coming off A Quiet Place, and nowadays he's finally I think becoming the guy we want him to see because he's very talented, and I loved him in The Office. I thought he was great.
I thought he was great in The Office, too. Yeah, he plays a good straight man, and this is kind of a straight man type of role, too. So.
It's a straight man. Yeah, I mean, he's got a good charm about him. He's good. He's got a good screen presence.
But the bunky guy from The Wire, like Chewy said, that guy's great, too. I mean, he's a good part of that show as well. So
yeah, and I'll probably finish that one this weekend, but it's really good. It's definitely worth watching, and the production value is great. I'll say that.
They spent a lot of money on that shit.
They spent a lot of money, and you can sense it. It's in cunny corners. The action looks very good, very well shot. So, and looks great on the HD and all. It's really well done.
They're using Modern Warfare too, which is cool. You hear about they're talking. Oh, they're using drones. Mm-hmm. They're using drone footage. They're doing all kinds of stuff. So it wasn't just crap. So
that I'm glad you brought that up because that was the only thing thus far that I'm just found a little off was the whole drone with the guy who controls the drone. Mm-hmm. That episode, that was kind of...
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good. I told my wife about that. I was like, why is that even in here?
Yeah, it was weird.
Because he goes to... Remember, I don't know if I want to spoil... I don't know what episode was.
That's a spoiler, but I know what you're talking about.
He goes to Syria to meet the family of the guy that he killed by accident or some crap.
Oh, I didn't know that, but thanks,
it was the whole thing. Anyways, sorry, buddy.
I thought you meant when he went to Vegas, but whatever.
I couldn't remember. He went to Vegas and he cucked that other guy, and then the guy got the crap out of him.
It was a weird episode.
I didn't understand why that was there.
It was awkward. But nonetheless, it's still a very good show. And of course, it's not Ozark. Ozark's fantastic. Great. It's 10 episodes. That's a fantastic watch. Another one just hit. I just got started. I don't know if Chewy... If you started, Mike, I'm not sure if you saw the first season. That was Atypical.
No, that's not mine.
Yeah, it came out last Friday.
Have you started that or no?
I started one episode. Again, I was trying to finish up Ozark and Jack Ryan before I dove too deep, but it's caught the first episode.
20, yeah, I, saw, I, saw, Yeah, I've seen two. I saw the second one a little earlier today. It's good, man. Good. It's a good family drama show. It's really well done. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it because we just started watching it. But that's an easy watch. It's like 20, 25 minutes, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. 30-minute episode tops.
Yeah, it's funny. It's good family drama. It's a good change of pace from the Ozarks and the Jack Ryans of the world. And there's plenty of that stuff, of course. And the Iron Fist. The immortal Iron Fist, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The immortal Iron Fist.
Sorry, anyway, properly say his name.
That's
right. But Netflix is gearing up. I know obviously we got Daredevil coming up. There was a teaser about that, which I won't get into because it was a teaser is as teaser can get.
A teaser, but no date, but sometime before end of the year.
Yeah, end of the year. We got, obviously, there's a couple of movies coming out. There's the one with Chris Pine, the one with Robert De Bruce.
Yeah, the Scottish.
Which I heard got really good reviews. Might be an actual good Netflix movie. Let's wait and see. They had the one with the show with Jonah Hill and
Maniacs. Emma Stone
coming out comes out this month, if I'm not mistaken.
And this next week, season two of American Vandal.
American Vandal.
You saw that, right?
That was a good spoof, man. That was fun. Yeah,
it's like a mockumentary.
That's right.
I love my mockumentaries.
You know, speaking of Netflix, there was a quote. I read this today, and with a guy, with the head of HBO. I forget his name.
I read that.
Yeah, he was comparing HBO to Netflix, and he called HBO Tiffany's and Netflix Walmart. That was his comparison. A lot of people got upset. I think about, you know what? I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's off at all.
No, I think he's right. And that's not to say Netflix Walmart is saying that's bad. I'm just saying it's different.
Outside of really, if you look at what comes out on HBO, I don't know, like Sharp Objects.
HBO is more
prestige television.
All respect to HBO, and I like what they do, but you know, for $15 a month, you're going to give me one show a month. Sorry, I'm not sticking around.
I'm not going to disagree.
You want Tiffany's? You can have Tiffany's. I'll go to Walmart and Target.
But what you get with it, I just want to, I'm not trying to interrupt or talk over you, but for 15 bucks a month, you also get like their entire library to watch. And that's pretty huge. They have a lot of documentaries.
Disney, give me your complete lineup. I don't care.
It's fine. I'm just saying.
The thing is, I don't think he's trying to say that HBO is better or not. He's just making a comparison with Tiffany's, which I get.
That's exactly what he's trying to say.
I think that it's prestige television.
I see people take it like that. But what he's saying is that, listen, Walmart is quantity over quality. Netflix is a lot of garbage, right? Let's be honest. I love me some Netflix, but they throw just a lot of stuff on the wall.
That is true.
You know, and every so often you get some really, really good freaking shows.
Where would you put like FX or AMC?
Oh man, Piggy Wiggly.
FX has a lot of good shows. I mean, that.
I would say FX is like a CVS pharmacy. You go in there every so often and pick something out, but you're really gonna go to Walmart most of the time. That's what I'm saying. It's like you feel like going to Walmart.
It's like Publix.
I don't go to the big stores. Like, let me just go to CVS, Walgreens, pick something up real quick. That's what FX is. That's exactly what they are. And again, and I get HBO, and it makes sense. I think it is like Tiffany's. You get the more high end shows, and again, it's quality over quantity. Not everything they do is gold. Make no mistake. But they have, as per percentage of how many shows they put on, I would say they have more good shows compared to the volume what they actually produce. As opposed to Netflix,
it's ridiculously small.
I agree, but Tiffany's a store you go every
time. It's less than ridiculously because you watch, you know, Game of Thrones and Westworld. Anything else? You don't watch Ballers.
Have you seen Barry?
True Detective 2,
you hate it.
I did, but I'll watch the next one, though.
I'll watch season three.
That's next year, so while you're still waiting for that.
I know. It's going to come out before Game of Thrones.
Some of the movies they put out, that Fahrenheit 4.
No, don't get me wrong. I'd rather see Netflix. If you give me an option, gun to my head, yes, Netflix all day long.
Not putting a gun to your head, but they don't put out enough to justify. You can't compare the two, man. You give me one show every quarter.
If you're talking about new content, I got to agree with Chewy.
Yes, of course. I mean,
I'm not buying HBO because I want to see you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff that I can get anywhere else. So that I own other movies. I want to see. I get it because of Game of Thrones. And when the Game of Thrones is not on, or Westworld's not on, guess what? Bye bye HBO. I'm not interested.
No, no, it's crickets. I agree.
Exactly.
But I get the comparison. I'm not saying
that's all you're gonna get.
I don't think it's, yeah, no, his comparison is not off in terms of what he's trying to say. I get what he's trying to say. But right, I'd rather go to Walmart at this point than go to Tiffany's. My money's going to go a long way.
Tiffany's, all right?
you can get stuff at Tiffany's. You can get a lot of good shit there, but then you got to pay up the roof. But it's not bad. But, you know, anyway, so after I go to CVS, and, you know, let's see what's in AMC. Oh, look, better cost. Oh, there you go, dude.
Right.
So it is what it is. Disney's right now is at the flea market. You know, it's like, whatever, dude. which I probably won't get that either. But you know, any other shows before we move off from the TV stuff?
You guys didn't ever watch Preacher, right? Or never got around to it?
I haven't hit it yet.
I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to finish Ozark Jack Ryan pretty soon, so that's going to be next on the list.
Okay, if you get around to it, we'll talk about it because I'm the only one that's seen it.
I want to see it. It's on there. It's going to get watched, guaranteed.
It's on my list too.
Disenchantment. Did you guys ever finish that?
We talked about it a little bit last week. I was okay with it.
I saw the first episode.
I mean, you know, the problem with Disenchantment, and it's not a bad show. It's funny. The problem is that
funny-ish.
If you're fans of The Simpsons, and you should be, and like Futurama, which is great, you know the humor that you're gonna get out of Disenchantment, right? And all the jokes, you just know exactly when they're coming and in what fashion. And that's because we're fans of what we've seen before. It's the same style of comedy. So every time they mention something, I'm like, oh, here comes when they reverse it. Like, oh, I never get hit by a brick before. Next scene, he gets hit by a brick. That's the kind of humor that they do.
That's so whenever they say something like Peter Griffin humor,
exactly. you're so accustomed to it, you just know what to expect.
Right.
You're like, okay,
it's not really humor. It's just
right. It is.
I was never a fan of Futurama. I never even think I saw one episode, to be honest with you. And I haven't seen a Simpsons episode in 10 plus years.
But you haven't missed much.
It's been a decade since I've seen a fresh.
There hasn't been anything good fresh on Simpsons since like season 10, and I think season 20.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
What it's worth, still on the air, so okay, I haven't seen it. But like I said, I enjoyed the show with the humor. I mean, it could have been funnier, yeah. It took a while to find its way a little bit, especially in the first few episodes. But what I could appreciate about it was the story arc from beginning to end. Right, so it was all one story, essentially.
Yeah, like I said, it's not a bad show. It's just I don't know if this was like 3-4 months ago, I will recommend it. Right now, it's too much shit to watch. You know what I'm saying?
No, you got to watch when it came out, and that's why I caught it over the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, right now it's like you know, if you have time, it's a filler show. You know, you finish binging watching the other ones. Okay, you could do worse than put on Disenchantment, right? Especially if you like that kind of humor, if you like The Simpsons, it's basically exactly what you're gonna get. The characters look the same. That's the way they're drawn. I get it. You know, it's just not. It's not Rick and Morty, obviously.
Oh,
you know, right? Was it
nothing Rick and Morty?
Fair enough.
Emmy award-winning Rick and Morty, by the way.
That what happened?
The Emmy-winning Rick and Morty.
Emmy, right? It's true. It's not Suicide Squad. Calm down. the Oscar winnings, and my bad. But let's move on. I'll finish watching these shows. We get a little deeper dive with the next couple weeks coming out. And it's like there's a lot of stuff coming out, so that's good and exciting.
Hey, Matt, I don't know if you started watching that or not.
Which one?
Tuesday night. Mayans, the spinoff from Sons of.
I'm not doing that, dude. I just doesn't interest me. That was the least interesting part of Sons of Anarchy, a show I loved. I loved Sons of Anarchy. But they gave me the worst part of that show and making a show about that. It just, to me, it's like, okay.
It's like making a Ralph Mouth spinoff of Happy Days.
Right, exactly. It's like, okay, great. I mean, and it just new for me. So, did you watch it?
Yeah, the first couple episodes. Yeah, because
was
funny
it good?
Enough,
I mean,
the guy from Coral Park goes in that show, as a matter of fact.
Danny Pino,
He plays one of the Galindo cartel guys.
Who was in The Shield, of course, back in the day. Is Shield. It good? I mean, do you like it? I mean,
yeah, man, I'm enjoying it, yeah, because, I mean, honestly, I love Sons of Anarchy, man. That was great.
It's a great show. It's kind of fun.
It was a good show.
Thrown in so many Easter eggs from Sons of Anarchy and pop-up cameos. Remember the guy who cut off his hands?
I forgot his name, but yeah.
Yeah, and Gemma. She shows up and has a quick cameo in the first episode as well.
That just seems like, I mean, I don't know. It's just, like I said, maybe it's great.
Maybe a little gimmicky.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it just didn't catch my. If I hear great things about it, maybe I'll go back. I just not one that caught my attention. Now, like I said, I love Sons of Anarchy. I do, but you're taking the worst part of the show and gave me a show about that. Right. And maybe it's great. I haven't seen it, so I'm just not judging it. Just my interest level.
Two episodes in, I'm enjoying it.
It's just my interest level is just not there. That's all I'm saying. It could be a good show for right now. Let's move on. It's because we'll do more TV next week. A few things here, like I said, light on the movie stuff. There's a few things to get into, and I got a few questions of the week here because we got a couple of things that popped up. First, obviously, we got Burt Reynolds, passing away at 82. The great Burt Reynolds, one of the last few great movie stars that we've seen. Obviously, you know, we get The Rock now, and that's about it. Back then, Burt Reynolds was The Rock. He was, you know, was Tom Cruise. You know, Burt Reynolds was the man back in the day. I wasn't old enough to appreciate it.
Longest Yard.
Yes, exactly.
Cannonball Run.
Of course. I mean, he was a
Gator.
The mustache was unmistakable.
Deliverance. My God, dude. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
He was great, dude. I love Burt Reynolds. I know, Mike, you're more of the age where you probably didn't get to, you know, saw him enjoy more than we did. We saw more reruns of his movies and stuff like that.
No, but Smokey the Bandit, the first one and the second one, are both very freaking funny.
Oh, I love Smoking the Bandit and all that. But that having said that,
I don't even know if that equates to nowadays, though, because there's no more CBs anymore, so.
Oh, I'm sure they can, they'll figure something out. Cannonball Run's one that they keep talking about remaking, which I think
is a remake.
It was good when I watched it when I was really young, and it's probably bad now, but, you know, again, from when I watched it, whatever. But in honor of Burt Reynolds, obviously, his catalog, you know, what would be.
Actually, I like the gag reel from Cannonball Run better than the
that
movie.
Is great. That is great. What is his best movie, Mike?
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Deliverance. Hands down.
Interesting. Oh, wow. No hesitation. Interesting. Nope. Chewing?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen, like, I remember seeing beginning to end any Burt Reynolds movie except for The Longest Yard. Longest Yard is the only one I've seen, the original, not the remake, obviously.
Longest Yard's a good movie. I really like
that. Oh, yeah, I love that movie, man.
Yeah, I would say Longest Yard for me. Boogie Nights is his best movie, but he's not the draw. He's not the main
character. That's what I mean. Why I didn't count him, because he's not a star.
But if you want to just talk about movie itself, I would say that. But yeah,
Deliverance is great, though, dude. Deliverance is like an all-star movie. It's great.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, so I don't remember it that much, to be honest with you. I know it's good. It's a great movie. But I mean, I've seen Longest Yard more recent than that.
Longest Yard's very good too.
It's not the garbage of Adam Sandler, which we'll get to in a second.
That's awful.
That was just god.
You know, he's a producer of that movie. That was the only way that he'd allow him to remake that.
Right, and he was in it too. I don't know why. He's got to. Burrell's got to eat, man. He's got to eat. He's got to feed that stat. He's got to feed that stat.
Remember, he's trying to get out from bankruptcy, so that's why.
Like I said, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I get it. It is what it is. I don't blame the guy. But he was the top of the world for like a good, 10 years, maybe, whatever it was, back in late 70s, early 80s.
And also, you know, that guy had some high-class feminine accoutrements.
What's this guy's name from Charles in Charge? He was Scott Baio-ish.
Sally Field, Lonnie Anderson, hey now.
Yeah, he had a lot of conquests, if you will. I mean, he was the man. He was the man. He was, so... I think it was 82. So he was. And it's funny because he was going to be in that new Tarantino movie.
Right. The Once Upon a Time.
Whatever it's called. But maybe Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Whatever.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah,
he didn't get to shoot his scenes, from what I heard. So he's gonna get recast. So, but whatever. But it would have been cool to see him one last time. So he gave us a lot of good stuff. You know, Burt Reynolds. You know, he'll be missed. No easy transition out of that. But next. Question of the week, in honor of the Predator being released this week.
I didn't see the review yet. I gotta look at it.
And it's an okay movie. It's whatever. What is, so obviously Predator is known as, he's one of my favorite alien creatures in cinema, right? So what is the best alien creation in cinema, or best character, I guess, if you will, in cinema? The best alien, cinematic alien you have. There's obviously, it's
gotta be the Xenomorph, right?
The Xenomorph from Alien.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
that's the only one that's sticking in my mind right now. That's the iconic queen and
Aliens.
It's hard to do that. ET, you got a bunch. I mean, you can name any Star Wars character, but that's kind of a cheat. Yeah. But whatever. If you want to say Yoda, I guess Chewie, Yoda, fine. ET, I love ET.
It's gotta be the Xenomorph.
The Xenomorph, right? What about Superman, though? No?
Ah, dude, come on.
He's an alien.
Only Nicolas Cage and Superman.
Fine, fair enough. But no, but you're right. It's the Xenomorph. The Xenomorph's awesome. It's a badass-looking creature. It's amazing. But that one for sure. The Predator's right there, though, for me as well. He's pretty badass. And just the look, and he's pretty cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, for years, they kept trying to push that Alien versus Predator movie until they finally made it, and it was, like, garbage.
Oh, yeah, it was a disaster. What a shame that was. A total waste. Yeah, I know, dude. Two great properties and just, like,
Didn't they make, like, three movies of that, too?
I think they made two.
There's one with the guy who
broke robot. Up, so.
He was, like, the founder of one of he was dying and trying to find that technology, and then there was one... The ship crashed somewhere in Washington, and then led up to an alien predator hybrid. It was
terrible. It was retarded.
What a
mess! It was really bad. And a new Predator is kind of stupid too, but it is entertaining. I'll say that it is entertaining. It's a good Netflix watch. I don't know if I
that's what I'm. Yeah, Netflix. That's on my list.
Yeah, it's a fun watch. It's funny. It's almost too funny. And it's Predator. I don't want to see a comedy. I want to see
Keenan Michael Key. So there you go.
Yeah, he's great. He's funny. It's funny. I was laughing. Don't get me wrong. It was entertaining. And,
improv.
You know, but I mean, whatever. Either way,
he's great in those Rocket Mortgage commercials.
Last one here. I got a good question of the week here, and this is a combining of what the fudge, and Mike. Mike's gonna love this. So apparently, and I'm not sure why this occurred, but there was a gentleman by the name of Eloy Lugo, and it was reported that this moron was a huge Adam Sandler fan. So, in honor of Adam Sandler, starting on Adam Sandler's birthday and going a full calendar year forward, every day he watched an Adam Sandler movie for a whole year on a daily basis.
Big Daddy?
Adam Sandler.
How many times you gotta watch Little Nicky
First of all, you should never watch that awful abortion
that was on Netflix.
And the thing worse, he actually thinks that Jack and Jill is good.
Jack and Jill is one of the worst.
Oh my god!
Jack and Jill is actually worse than the Despicable Six.
It's so bad. I mean, I guess I could imagine. I think that would be like Mike's personal hell. Like, if you know, he goes to hell, that's the devil ties him in the chair and makes him watch Adam Sandler movies like every day. That would be the worst thing for
him. He'd be like, come on in. No, come on. Everybody's watching it. It's fantastic. It's Little Nicky. Let's go.
Popeye's chicken is delicious. Such a bad movie. Oh my God. Don't get me wrong. For like the first 3-4 days, okay, you'd be entertained with like the Water Boy, you know, you got a Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore. Yeah, but day 4 or 5, like, oh, what the fuck am I watching? This nonsense. It's grown-ups, Jack and Jill, the 50 First Dates.
It's like the second or the third time that you see The Wedding Singer. It isn't good anymore.
Oh, my God. For a whole year. Kudos to this guy. I mean,
50 First Dates. Awful.
God. Oh, my God.
He was in that movie. I remember that movie.
It's him and Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
What was she? She's got the short-term memory loss, so he has to meet her.
It's a terrible fucking movie.
It's bad. There's another one with her. He did where they go to some island or something, some vacation. It's god awful. It's really bad. It makes Jack and Jill look pretty good. That's how bad this movie is.
I don't know about that.
But that being said, so let's
grown-ups, one
you
and two.
So if I gave you the, I'd say you had to, right? And there's a question tied to this one. Okay. If you're this Ilo Lugo, if you will, and you have to choose every day to watch one actor's catalog for a year, who are you watching? Chewy, start with you. Who is the one person that find? You have no choice. You got to pick somebody. Whose movies are you watching every single day for a full year?
Don't say Adam Sandler. Nothing. I'm going Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting. Not a bad choice.
There's enough there to keep me entertained at least for 1 year.
Yeah, he's the first one that came to mind. And I'm a huge Tom Cruise mark anyway, so it's obviously that was going to come to mind. Mike, do you concur with that?
I have a couple. Actually, I do, but mine, I'm going to throw Leo DiCaprio out there because he's got a nice range of a lot of different type of movies.
Fair.
And not too much shit.
I didn't think about him, to be honest with you, but yeah, Actually, you know what?
I didn't think about him because he's very light on sci-fi, in my opinion. So that's why he came to mind.
That's a good observation.
I'm not saying it's bad because he's just light in that category. He's very dramatic. He's done like Quick and Dead, which I like, and he's done.
He's done a lot of good movies.
A lot of dramatic stuff.
Catch Me If You Can is very good.
Great movie. Inception, fantastic.
Of course. Inception is awesome.
You know, you have one of George's favorites, Titanic, of course.
You got the
you can never get tired of letting go, Jack. You can't get tired of that.
I'm sick of Tom Cruise.
I love you, George.
George, we love you.
I can't watch Titanic. I haven't seen Titanic. I will never see Titanic. Tom Cruise.
You've never seen Titanic? It's not that movie, then.
No, it's not. Haven't seen The Notebook either, Mike.
Such a liar.
He's lying. You know, I've seen it. I don't like it, but I've seen it.
But you're right.
I think Tom Cruise, because you're right. I think he's got the good variety of genres.
Tom Cruise has a very good variety.
You start from the beginning, right? So you got Risky
Business, 80s Cheese, Top Gun, 80s Cheese,
Top Gun, yeah.
But Top Gun's not cheese. Yeah. Top Gun's a good movie.
I love Top Gun. It's great 80s cheese, but I love it. It's fantastic.
Jerry Maguire is amazing.
I saw it recently.
But he's also got some shit. I mean, he's got Eyes Wide Shut.
He does. But I'm saying,
Magnolia is really bad.
Well, you know, he was great in Magnolia.
He was, but it wasn't a good movie.
But he was great. Yeah, he did a fantastic role. It was one of his best roles. But he's got a great, you're right. Last Samurai is fantastic. Last Samurai, you know, Minority Report.
What's that movie about the stock cars? Days of Thunder. Days of Thunder.
Like I said, everybody has a bad day at the office.
What's a movie Thunder. He's... did you just mention the movie where he's a bare-knuckle boxer? What's that one?
Huh? No. I don't know what that one is. I was thinking Color of Money.
Color of Money is good.
Good point. Great movie. If it's one day for a year, he would the one that comes
day
to mind.
Tomorrow, I love.
Edge of Tomorrow, not a great movie, of course.
Edge of Tomorrow,
Mission Impossible, Sands,
all, second. All the Mission Impossibles except for what, two?
I mean, you can get at least, I'm just throwing a number out, like, you know, give or take a couple of days. You can get at least a week and a half, 2 weeks before repeating a movie and be entertained.
I think I'm more than two and a half days. I
have to count if I'm saying at least 2 weeks
got,
before.
You can get at least 18 movies out of them. Before it starts to suck.
Maybe you're right. I got to count and double check. But yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, I know Sanders not the choice.
Dolly.
Here we go.
Save that tune.
Actually, you know what? I'll go 25.
Oh, challenge?
That's easy.
It's easy? Mike, you want to go higher?
No.
I said
just because it's too late for me to freaking think like that, and I've had a little bit of to drink. So
fair enough, we'll pay with that. a couple of interesting stories though before we wrap up here. The first one is I find it's kind of interesting. I guess Mark Ruffalo has got a pretty big mouth, and he spoiled the end of Avengers, you know, months before at the Good Morning America. But either way, he was talking about I guess we're doing the reshoots for the Avengers 4. And, you know, there were, I guess, Jeremy Renner had posted a picture saying he's back. So obviously he's going to be in the next movie. No big surprise.
It's no big spoiler.
No, no big spoiler. But anyway, he was just talking about how, you know, they're going back to reshoots and they just do different scenes a different way because you know how the wind's going to blow. You know, I'm just paraphrasing. And he's talking about how they're going to shoot the ending and how no one knows what the ending is, which makes sense, I guess, okay, to a certain degree. But he's
not
like, but
here for are
you? No, this is not spoiler. Okay. Not spoiler. Okay. No, I'm not going to spoil it. Relax. But he didn't go that far. But he's talking about how nobody knows the ending, and he doesn't even think that the Russo brothers know how to end this movie. And I'm thinking, okay, that's kind of a red flag. I mean, unless he's just being facetious and just kind of just talking.
Could, like I think he's being facetious.
He's joking around. It is possible. It's
they have
possible
to have this storyboarded out, dude.
And they know. They're not, they're not letting the
they're
actors
not sharing
know
it with him because he's got a big fucking mouth.
You know, guys like him and Tom Holland can't keep their mouth shut.
Oh, no, but I agree. I that's what I'm thinking, but part of me thinks, I'm trying not to think this way, like, what if it's actually true? What if they actually don't know what they want to do with the ending? That would be very bad. That would be very...
It's coming out in May, dude. They're doing reshoots. They know what they're doing. Come on, dude. Relax.
I'm not saying no one's hitting the red panic button. I'm just saying it's interesting that I heard that. It's
not
like,
Ron Howard directing the Avengers for... The Russo brothers, okay?
I get it. You know, I trust.
Not Shane Black.
I think if anybody knows, it's them and Kevin Feige. I get that. I'm sure they know. Nobody else knows. I guess I don't know. Yeah. But I just thought about, wow, what if it's true? What if they don't actually know how to end this movie? That would be really, really bad. You shoot a whole movie without the ending. I'm still trying to think about it. You know, it's kind of weird. But you're right. I trust. And there's no concern. Whatever, I just kind of came out, and I'm like, "Oh boy, this is a disaster." Because this may be this is going to be the movie next year. Let's not kid ourselves. Even more so on Star Wars, which we talked about.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
And
Marvel is a new.
No, it is. No, it is. And this is the one where we have more at stake. Where it's bad, it's going to hurt more. If this movie sucked for some reason, if it doesn't come home, or if it doesn't come together well, or doesn't take the landing. That's gonna have a bigger effect than if a Star Wars movie isn't good.
You know what Disney should do, Disney World should do is continue with their Star Wars world, but you know, start thinking ahead. Give us a Marvel world, you know.
Well, they kind of and Disney and they had like the Guardians of the Galaxy thing that they started up.
One ride. I mean, I'm thinking more than just a ride, dude.
Oh, no, agreed. I think like Honest Adventure for those who are familiar with it in Orlando, they have like a Marvel section, and have like the Spider-Man and the Doctor Doom, and so they have something. Granted, not to that effect, and it was done way before the Marvel is what we know now.
That's all based on the comic,
right?
Of these characters, which is great. I mean, like I said, I've been there once, and that was cool. But it's not, you know, the this incarnation of the Marvel cinematic
universe. I think they will. I think eventually, it's inevitably they will.
Eventually,
But it makes sense to start with Star Wars because no matter if the movies suck or not, everyone's going to go in droves. Let's be honest about that.
I mean, what's top selling Blu-ray or DVD or whatever? They put out that data, and it was still Episode 8, was it?
I think so.
Last Jedi.
Yeah. So I mean. But you're right. I'm sure inevitably we'll see that sometime down the line. The next interesting story, and this is a potential breakup here, and I don't think this has been confirmed by anybody yet.
Funny as mentioned, I got a notification about that. I know where you're going.
We're going with the Henry Cavill and
Henry Cavill response to reports.
I saw that earlier tonight.
Okay, so I think it's
a huge mistake, by the way.
Well, let's set the table here so everybody doesn't know. So basically what happened, there was a report, I think Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, I forget which one, that came out and said that apparently WB and Kevin Cavill have parted ways, of course, who play Superman. Now, it's not, no one's come out and confirmed yay or nay. No one from the studio, it's just the reports. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I don't know. The agent came out, Campbell's Avon, saying, everybody relax, the cape's still in the closet, whatever that means. WB hasn't come out and said, oh, because I mean, you figure this is not true, they would have said, no, it's not true, of course he's Superman, but they haven't come out and said that either. And there was reports. Well, before we get to the other reports, but that's kind of how it was. What are you getting out, Chad? What just popped up?
Well, right now, Henry Cavill just posted a very cryptic message on his tweet or Instagram, whatever he uses, and it's basically it's him wearing a shirt that says Krypton and lifting up a Superman doll. So
okay, all right.
He said. Nothing. He's looking deadpan into the camera. So, Okay.
I'm saying I don't know what the story means. I mean, okay, so I guess it's not confirmed. And let's assume it's true, right? Let's assume that, you know, they're going to go a different route, reboot, whatever they're going to do. But WWE is thinking about DC. You're right, Mike. I think this would be a huge mistake.
I think it's huge error. The guy is Superman.
I love my Superman. And you might not like the movies. I get it. But even if you don't like the movies, it's not his fault.
Man of
it's
Steel not because is a good, of him. Very good friggin' movie.
I love Man of Steel is a great movie.
But at the end of the day, if they got to redo all this,
well, this is the problem.
You got to, aside from Gal Gadot and maybe Aquaman, we'll see how that looks. I think you gotta clean slate.
No, yeah, but I don't think it's his fault that the movie, BVS and Justice League weren't up to
par. No, whether you like him or not, it had nothing to do with Henry Cavill. Nothing at all. It was more of the story, whatever. We could argue until the cows come home. But the thing is, if you're going to start a clean slate, start a clean slate. You can't do Justice League right and all of a sudden take a third of them and continue with them and dump the other third. You know, you can't just say, well, we're starting clean, but we're going to keep Gal Gadot, who's part of the world. We're going to keep Momoa, who's part of the world. We're going to reboot Superman and Batman and have Ben Affleck, which Affleck is more understandable because he's got personal issues, and I get it. Mm-hmm. He's older. But it's like, so that reason for me doesn't make sense at all. You want to reboot because you're using the characters who people know from this universe. That being said, why not keep make Man of Steel 2? I mean, what?
I think losing Ben Affleck's a mistake too, but that's just
But that I get because he's got other issues going on, so I understand that and I get that. And I like to see Affleck in there, but Cavill, there's no issues. He's a star. He's great as Superman. And if you're gonna reboot. If you're not gonna reboot, don't reboot. And it's like, you show they said they're focusing on Supergirl and the Birds of Prey, blah blah blah, whatever. And I was like, and it goes back to the beginning where I'm saying, listen, I like what DC is going now, but the thing is, like, it's like, you know, we talk about football. Talk about football. It's like you have Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest QBs going on now of all time, whatever you want to call it. That's up for debate. But he's definitely one of the top QBs, top one, two, and going on right now. And it's like saying, okay, we have Aaron Rodgers, the greatest quarterback, and all we want to do is run the ball.
Right, just hand it off.
Here you have Superman. You have Superman, the greatest.
I don't mind that strategy. I have Aaron Jones, so run all day, please.
Oh, you run all day, fine. Let's see how far that gets you. That's like... You know what that is? It's like saying, oh, we got Cyborg. You know, okay, good luck with that. But I'm saying you got Superman, the most recognizable, the greatest superhero, the marquee name as far as comic book heroes, and you don't want to... You're not making a Superman movie. It makes no sense. He is the cornerstone of DC. And it's like, you want to make all these other movies, great, make them, but you have to make Man of Steel 2, for Christ's sake.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense. And the way it ended up in Justice League, I mean, it boggles the mind. And like I said, this may not be true. Maybe it's just negotiating ploys, you know, how it goes, and you know, he's trying to get more money. What? Hey, more power to him and whatever. And maybe tomorrow the story comes out where he's like, hey, guys, it was not true. Okay, great. No problem. Again, we're just talking as if it was going to be true. I think it'd be a big mistake, Mike. You're on the lows there. I there's no reason not to keep him on, especially if you're going to keep him more. You're going to keep Gadot.
Crazy.
It's crazy. I just want to see a Superman movie, for Christ's sake. I don't care about Supergirl. I could give three shits. And maybe it's great. The greatest movie of all time. Fantastic.
But
we want to see Batman. We want to see Superman. Right. This doesn't work, and it's Batman, Superman doesn't work. It just doesn't. I don't care how good Wonder Woman is. I don't care how good Aquaman is, and when that remains to be seen. If Superman and Batman aren't there, they're not good. This whole thing does not work. It does not work. It's just that simple. I mean, it's just how it is. So let's see what happens. Maybe it was just a story that somebody ran with. Didn't make it. It happens all the time.
That message on his Twitter is. Man, it makes no sense, but he's not saying he's leaving, so
why doesn't anybody just come out and say, no, it's wrong, I asked Superman, was there a problem with that? I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, guys, it's a mistake.
Maybe it's a non-marketing ploy. Ooh, it's the scariest movie ever.
Oh, so maybe the story's on YouTube, and they pull the YouTube story off.
Exactly.
Because if it's on the internet, it's true.
By the way, how scary was that movie at the end of the day? That's what I thought. It was a rhetorical question, brother.
You know what? I'll say this. It had good scares. It just wasn't a good movie.
Okay.
That makes any sense. But whatever. It wasn't that good. Me and Lopez side. It was really dumb.
I'm shocked,
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. But But there was not one scene I saw in there that would have made anybody get scared, and like that scared on YouTube. That's whatever.
How jacked are you though for Halloween?
Marketing ploy. Oh, Halloween, I'm jacked. You know, that obviously premiered it at the TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival. A bunch of movies got premiered there, which we'll dive in next week. I didn't want to get into that too much. But the Halloween was reviewed, and stellar reviews, man. They're saying it's great, dude. I can't wait for that. I'm super excited. I was excited anyway, don't get me wrong, but now I'm like even more excited. It looks fantastic. It's scary. I mean, kudos. The music is great, so I can't wait to see it. There's a lot of stuff that came out of the film festival, which, again, we'll deep dive next time. For sake of time. The last thing I want to bring up in the Henry Cavill thing was that, I guess, it's part of the story they were saying, and I guess just someone saying is nothing substantiated about anything, but they were talking about a story where Michael B. Jordan was being looked at.
Oh, God, Batman. Yeah, I saw that.
You read that?
You shit me.
I'm like, okay, I don't mind. Change the race, gender. I don't give a shit. I don't. But, dude, the black people, they've had the superhero, dude. I'm still waiting, dude. Let's go back to the well.
Right.
Superman equals Michael Peña, dude. That's what we need to see, dude. The only Latin American actor in Hollywood, apparently. Fine. Listen, it's our turn. If you're not going to Campbell, this is our time. This is the opportunity to really put the Latino in the forefront, finally, in a big budget superhero movie. That's what I'm saying, dude. That's all I want, dude. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they gave us Mayans.
Exactly. The game was the second-rate TV show.
Relax. It's not second-rate.
I'm just saying, dude. You got Ozark. Everybody's white. You know, Jack Ryan. No? What are Latinos? Nobody you seen, dude. You know? There's nobody that atypical. Latinos nowhere to be seen. I'm telling you, we get the short in the stick.
The bartender was Latino, by the way.
Oh, great.
Sorry. I'm sure they're made.
The bartender. Did you hear this? Played by Michael Peña, of course.
Tell me about it, man. What do you want that on?
Jordan. Get out of here, nonsense, goddamn. Bring someone else.
You want that meat?
I'll take Andy Garcia at this point. I don't know. Give me someone.
Andy Garcia.
And speaking of Michael Peña, going back to the well. He's in Narcos 3, playing one of the Mexicans.
Oh, that's right.
Of course.
Michael Peña. I'll look it up and see.
I think he is. I know someone talked to me the other day about work. He's like, a white guy, of course. He's like, what about Oscar Isaac? I'm like, dude, he's not Latino.
I know he did not.
He said that. And he did wrong. He is of Guatemalan descent. He might have been born there. But the minute you change the name to Oscar Isaac, you lose all that Latin privileges. Dude, you stick with your born name. They'd be proud of who you are. Oscar Isaac, they don't want to do that, so he can kiss my ass, dude. He is
Michael Peña is born and raised in Chicago.
Oscar Isaac it doesn't identify as a Hispanic.
Of course not, dude. I mean, he is, but he's not.
But he doesn't identify as a Hispanic.
Of course he doesn't. But he is from Guatemala. That's right. That's where his parents are from. That's where whatever it is. But no, he's not Latino. I don't care what anybody says. He's not. Michael Peña, I think, he's born in Chicago, but he's Mexican descent.
Right.
Anyway, is that fair to say?
Parents from Mexico. Yeah, so Mexican descent, but he's born and raised in the U.S.
And he might have changed his name, but he kept Peña, so he still sounds Latino as it is.
Right.
You know, he's all we have. We're clinging to the bottom of the rung here, dude. He's all we got, dude.
You got Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen. Dude.
Emilio Estevez. Yeah, the whitest looking Latino guy I've ever seen. Can we please get Michael Peña? Michael Peña 2020, dude. Superman.
He's got Tiger's blood, man.
Oh, my God. So we're going to end it there.
Winning.
Either way, let's end it there. Dude. There's still hopes. I'm hoping, you know,
that's right.
Michael Peña dons the cape, but yeah, this is my dream. Either way, let's make the rounds before we sign off here. Mike, anything, parting words?
Go Dolphins. We need to beat the Jets this week. I doubt that we will, but I'm holding out hope and rooting. I love having football back, by the way. I just have to say that. And I want to say that I was very... That friggin' Bears-Green Bay Packers game on Sunday night was amazing.
I missed it. I was... times is next. I gotta be honest with you. I think I heard my dude's a rap. But no, I see Superman on the bench. So when you play Superman, things good things happen, dude.
That's
Superman
right.
Rogers, put Henry Cavill, goddammit. Sweet, what do you got, dude?
A couple of things we forgot to mention on TV stuff. So there's a show coming out on Hulu, the first, with Sean Penn. It comes out next Friday, 14th, I believe. So look pretty
interesting. Yes.
So it's a series about about concrete.
Is that a biopic on El Comandante?
No. It's a sci-fi. It's a sci-fi series. Actually.
I was making a joke. I'm sorry,
Jackass. It wasn't a good joke. It's 60 day job. Girlslife.com.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, there's.
I work for the VA,
the Good Cop.
I
think
just got
a
promotion,
movie.
By the way, kids.
Good Cop comes out next week, and then there's another movie, Hold the Dark, comes out in 28th. I may want to catch. I think those are movies, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a movie or show?
The Good Cop and Hold the Dark, I believe, are movies.
On Hulu?
On where? On Hulu. Oh, Hulu. Okay. Gotcha.
No. Netflix.
Oh, on Walmart.
The first is on Hulu, but The Good Cop and Hold the Dark are on Netflix.
The Walmart of TV, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Like I said, there's that one coming out in October I want to see. So, okay, let's see.
I love Walmart. I love Netflix.
And there's actually a Western coming out in November that they actually released into theaters. I think it's called, I wrote it down today. I saw it today.
I don't know what you're talking about. I forgot the name. I think it's one of the ones that got screened at the TIFF as well. I'm going to get
probably.
I think it's on there as well. But they were talking more about the Chris Pine one, which got really, really, really good reviews. But it's good.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs,
I think,
by the Coen Brothers, comes out on the November 16th. It's a Western that is being released in theaters.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's the one with what's this guy's name? The funny guy. No, the
funny guy.
It's an ensemble cast of actors.
From who's the guy who's in Step Brothers along with Will Ferrell?
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. There we go. That guy. I think that's the one with him, right?
James Franco. Yes, bunch of guys. Okay.
Hello, Miss Lady.
That's what I thought. So, but either way, so leave it there. You know, we'll join up next week. Maybe we'll get the Spaniard on the show next week. I know he was promised to be on soon enough, so we'll get him on here. Forget to check us out on Facebook.
We'll have a never-ending supply of Kleenex for him.
We'll have plenty of Kleenex. We'll have plenty of Marceau impersonations for him to do, and Once Upon a Time talk. Oh, what the hell? You know, and honor him. And we'll talk to Jerry Maguire, his favorite movie.
Nice.
Of all time. Well, show me the money! Jerry Maguire. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Peace.